Have I got a witness?
Amen.
Now, he didn't say, "It's born unto you this day in the city of David, Jesus, who is the Lord." Now, that would have been true. He didn't say the Spirit, who is the Lord. Here, the emphasis is on Christ. It's on Christmas.
Amen.
No matter what you do, you can't have Christmas without Christ in it. You can't even spell it. This is about Christmas. This is about fulfilled prophecy. It's about the Messiah. It's about the anointed one, the Christos. It's about the one that came. It was anointed to come and to be a deliverance, not only to Israel, but to all people. Have we got a witness? I'm going to try to stop when I tell you this. The truth is that this is about Christ,
amen,
the Lord.
The Lord.
Amen. Jesus is Christ, but this is about Christ, the Lord. You remember the other scripture that we looked at,
amen,
where the Bible tells us that every knee shall bow of the things in heaven, the things on earth, and the things under heaven, and every tongue shall confess. In Philippians 2:11, we got these 2:11s going on. Philippians 2:11 and Luke 2:11. Luke 2:11 and Philippians 2:11. Luke 2:11 and Philippians 2:11. Luke 2:11 and Philippians 2:11. Every knee shall bow, every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. It's got it all in there. Jesus is not only Christ. He is Lord. Have we got a witness? Oh, have mercy. Yeah, the emphasis here is on the fact that this is the Messiah to the Jews as well as to the world. But the Jews need to know that their promise has been fulfilled. Their prophecy has been fulfilled. Unto you is born this day in the city of David,
amen,
a Savior who is Christ the Lord. Thou shalt call his name Jesus.
Yeah.
Amen. He's the Savior. For he shall save his people from their sins. And the truth is, if you have any sins, you need this present.
Yeah.
Amen. He is every knee shall bow that Jesus Christ is Lord. Every knee that Jesus Christ is Lord. Now, we all know that Jesus came. We know about the Immaculate Conception.
Amen.
The birth was normal, but the pregnancy was immaculate. It was the immaculate. It was a miracle for this virgin to become pregnant. How many of y'all know this got to be a miracle? If we got any virgins in here and they come tell us that they are pregnant, we're gonna have some questions about that. But that's really what we're dealing with. I'm just wondering, do you believe it? Do you believe a virgin can get pregnant? I'm just asking a question. So we are off to a rocky start. You got to have, this is something we got to believe by faith. Because the birth was 9 months. Like all the other births. I'm of the opinion. But then the pregnancy is something that ought to capture all of our attention and make us quit doubting God and say, here we are sitting here celebrating a virgin getting pregnant. If you have some doubts after that virgin got pregnant, you need to go back to the point to where the virgin got pregnant. Because if you can believe that, you may as well believe all the rest of it. This all started with a virgin. She became pregnant by the Holy Spirit. This is what we believe, the Immaculate Conception.
Amen.
Mary got pregnant without the assistance of a man. Why was that necessary? Oh, I should have gave a benediction about 10 minutes ago. I don't know. This is one of these sermons I didn't prepare for. I just kind of got a little bit of it, and I said, I just had to. Now, Jesus could have came back like he's going to come back the next time. Now, the $50 to $100 question that may be asked next week, you may need to know it, is that, you know, what is an Advent? Jesus has come once. He came Christmas. I'm going to say Christmas. We just going to act like we believe. I'm going to look at one of the guys, Jerome or Anastasia, one of the fathers documented that it was the 25th, in respect of all the stuff that people doubt. We just going to say it happened on Christmas. How about it? Can we just go with that?
Amen.
You got to pick a day anyway.
Amen.
They'll tell you that it may not be this day, and they still don't know when it was. So far, you know, it may have been this day. Tell me about the weather. I'm not into the weather. I'm talking about it is. Why was it necessary for the baby to be born a baby? He could have come at his first advent like he did his second advent. And you do know he's coming again. Amen. You're going to believe that somewhere along the line, your eyes are going to pop open because all these things start happening. He's coming again. That means his second appearance, his second advent, his second coming. I'm not talking about the rapture. He's going to stop in the air at the rapture. I'm talking when he's coming all the way back. Touchdown. Amen. The advent, the coming. The first coming was when he was in Bethlehem. Amen. Now, he could have come the first time like he did the second time, but he chose to say, I got to get in a body. I got to find me a baby. I got to come as he came into the world as a baby. Not as an animal. He didn't just show up. He came as a baby. He came as a boy. He came as a human. And we all know why that was possible, necessary. Because he's here to save humans. And it's going to take a human to save another human. You can't send no animal to save a human. That's why the sacrifices weren't there. Let me get on. The truth of the matter is that he came. And he came as a human being to save human beings. Now, in order for him to be become not a sinner, he had to come from God. The sperm, how many of y'all know that the, about, I won't get too graphic in here, but amen. Maybe I'll do that next week, I don't know, but the male, amen, is determined by the male, amen. God was the male.
Amen.
This holy God, the Holy Spirit,
amen,
was deposited.
Amen. Yes.
That gave him a sinless,
amen,
nature. Have we got a witness?
Amen.
But then if he was totally sinless, he couldn't save us. So he'd also need to be a human at the same time.
Amen.
So he was fully, that's where Mary came in. Now Mary was had not become impure by another sinful being. But it was because of the grace of God that he even used Mary. But she was a virgin, untainted, untouched by humans. Now, we all need to know that, you know, the truth is that Mary was graced. The Sunday school lesson said that this morning with being the mother. It was the grace of God. How many of y'all know what a great grace is? If you know, you're talking about grace. You have to be careful because when you're talking about grace, I'm just saying I'm gracious to you. That's all.
Amen.
It was God just gave. He gave her. It was given to her. God is gracious.
Amen.
And he gave her the honor. She was highly favored.
Amen.
She didn't earn it, but it was given. And the truth is that so now you have a sinless, a person is fully human and fully God
Amen.
In the same baby.
Amen.
Now, what we don't understand or don't like to believe and accept the fact, because you see, you find Jesus himself saying that the Father is greater than I.
Amen.
This is getting, amen. I'm going to go on though. I'm 14:28, I believe. Yeah, John 14:28. He said, the Father is greater than I am. Well, if he's fully God and fully man and they're equal, how is one greater than the other? Well, you have to study Philippians, where it says that he was found and fashioned as a man, verse 8 of Philippians chapter 2. He was found and fashioned as a man. Amen. He was found and fashioned as a man. He needed to be a man. To save a man. And he was found and fashioned as a man. Amen. That's what he was. He was found and fashioned as a man. And so therefore, we must understand that when Jesus, they call it the kenosis theory, when Jesus came down to become a man, he did not stop being God. He just quit using the privileges or the prerogatives of being God.
Amen.
He was God, but he stopped. In order to die for man, he had to live as man.
Break it down.
That means that he had to go through all of the things that a human goes through.
Amen.
He came down and he had to cry. He had to get hungry. He had to eat. He had to, he slept. He ate. He wept.
Yeah.
Have I got a witness? He did all the normal things that humans do.
Amen.
Because he could not use any of his privileges of being God because he had to be a man. And if he violated that, he would have violated his one being 100% man.
Amen.
How could he be 100% man if he wasn't didn't act like 100% like a man?
Amen.
He had to legally be in God's sight 100% man to die for mankind's sin.
Amen.
And you say, well, what about the fact that he turned water into wine? No average man doesn't do that. When you study the Gospel of John, you'll find out that Jesus never used his divine prerogatives unless the Father told him to. He never used his divine prerogative to get out of a bind. He did not decide to call a legion of angels to come and rescue him. He stayed in the will of God. He showed us how we're supposed to live as human. He had to live 100% like a human. Hebrews chapter 4, verse 15 said he was tempted in all points as we are, and yet without sin. He had to prove himself to be a righteous, qualified sacrifice.
Amen.
The only time he used a miracle is when the Father told him to. But as far as being in the will of God, living like God wanted him to, he did it 100%.
Amen.
Have we got a witness?
Amen.
Jesus was man and Jesus was God. Amen. I'll tell you like I told the Bible study class, if you missed it. Amen. Jesus couldn't be like bewitched. See, she cheated, didn't she? Now, look, if you're going to be a human, be a human. If you're going to be a witch, be a witch. I don't believe in witches, but they do exist. The Bible says stone them, but that's another story. But the truth is that if she was going to really live like Darren's wife, she should have been one thing. But when she got in the bind, she jumped out. Then she jumped back. And she jumped. No, God can do that. Jesus says, look, I'm going to either be a man or I'm not going to be a man. And Jesus did a miracle It didn't mean that he was God doing the miracle. It means that he had to have a faith to receive a miracle, and it had to be in the will of God. And so Jesus Christ was not like bewitched. He was not going to be jumping in and out of, well, I'm God, now I'm a man, now I'm a God, now I'm a man. No, he had to live 100% like a man and 100% like God. And he did it. Have I got a witness? And he said that that's why every knee going to bow that Jesus Christ is Lord. Have I got a witness? To the glory of God the Father. God is going to be praised. And you'll find other humans calling Jesus God. Amen. You look at Thomas in John chapter 20 and verse 28. It says, when Jesus rose from the dead, he said, Thomas, he said unto him, Thomas said unto Jesus, after Jesus told him, put your finger here in my hand and put your hand and put it in my side. That was after Jesus rose.
Amen.
Thomas got up and said in John 20, 28, my Lord and my God.
Amen.
I don't know how to, I'm not trying to, amen, I came on, amen. We can't ever figure God out.
Amen.
But the truth is, the simple, amen, amen, the cliff notes, if I can just give you the cliff notes, amen. The fact of the matter is that he just really went ahead and lived like a human.
Amen.
He suffered like a human.
Right.
He died like a human.
Amen.
He was born like a human.
Amen.
Amen. He chose a woman to get into the world. He didn't just show up.
Right.
He could have showed up as a full-grown man.
Amen.
He could have just came back through the, in the air. But he said, no, I'm going to live this human experience from start to finish. And I'm going to show them how they can live it. And I'm going to suffer. I'm going to be tempted. I'm going to eat. I am going to weep. I'm going to do it all. And I'm yet without sin. And I'm going to be God all at the same time. Thomas said, my Lord and my God. And that's why death couldn't hold him. Because he could have no valid charge against Jesus. Amen. Couldn't, no, you see, if he'd have sinned one time, then he couldn't have came out of the grave. Oh, we worship a sinless Savior. Now, all I got to do is believe in him. And the same thing going to happen to me. This man came. He conquered birth. He conquered suffering. He conquered death. And if I believe in Christmas, I believe that he conquered death. Because he proved it. We already have documented the story of a man who died and came back to life. Now, I'm not talking about Lazarus because he died again. I'm not talking about that little girl that he touched to build the captain and the boy wrote. I'm not talking about them. I'm not talking about Dorcas.
Amen.
Tabitha. I'm not talking about them. I'm talking about Jesus Christ died. Amen. And rose. Do you believe that the dead people are going to rise? You see, we gotta believe our faith or not believe our faith. You may want to go ahead and get you a Colt 45 if you want to. Amen. Get you a menage a trois and get in a hot tub. I mean, if you don't believe this, go ahead and act the fool, first class. But I don't know about you, but I believe in the Christmas story. I believe all of this. I look at funerals and I say, Jesus said, oh death, where is thy sting? Oh grave, where is thy victory? Now, there's a subtle hint that you ought to believe in the Trinity.
Amen.
Amen. When you look at John chapter 8, verse 24. Now, I didn't understand all of it, but Jesus said, you're going to mess around. And if you all don't believe this, I didn't say that you had to understand it. But you got to know that you got to believe it by faith.
Amen.
He said, now, what y'all going to do? And he was talking to them about they didn't believe that he and the Father was one. He said, what y'all going to mess around and do is you're going to mess around and die in your sins. Because you are going to doubt the Trinitarian formula.
Amen.
I'm not asking you to understand it. I'm asking you that when my word speaks, it has the last word.
Amen.
It has the last word. It's got the last word.
Amen.
Have I got a witness?
Amen.
unto us is born in the city of David a Savior who is Christ the Lord. We know it's Jesus the Lord. We know it's Christ the Lord. We know all of it. But they all the Lord. And because he's Lord, he is the Lord of all. I've got one. He's conquered everything. He's conquered death. He's conquered hell and the grave. I don't know about you, but I that's somebody I think I want to follow. If I believe in Christmas, all you got to do is go through the holidays. Amen. I believe in Christmas. I believe in Good Friday. And I believe in Easter. That's salvation right there. I believe that he came. I believe that they buried him. And I believe that he got up with all power. Early Sunday morning. The angel said, go tell it. On the mountain. Over the hills. And everywhere. Give Jesus some attention. And I'm going to stop this right here. Amen. What I want you to understand is this. Brothers and sisters, if we are not careful, if we are not careful to not pay attention to the blinking lights, if we get focused on the blinking lights, if we get focused, because we need a Savior. He didn't say, you know, I would imagine if we was on that first Christmas morning that when they showed up with those angels, those angels could have asked him. They say, when they said, you know, when those angels came, they said, lo, the angel of the Lord shone round about them. And then he said, I bring you good news of good tidings. Amen. I believe that if they would just less, if then the angel would just wait and say, who you think? He said, what's the matter? He said, well, who's coming? He said, I bring you good tidings of great joy. He said, what is it? Is it about Rudolph? Amen. He said, no, that's not the good news at all. He said, who you talking about, Frosty? He said, no, I'm not talking about Frosty. Oh, I know you're talking about Santa, that's who you're talking about. He said, no. But if you lived in this world, you would think Christmas is about them. Very little is said about what's important. All these Christmases we've celebrated, there ought to be a whole lot of people going to heaven. Because each year, we would be reminding them about the real story. We don't want to give God attention. We often want what we're not willing to give. We want attention, but are we going to give him the attention he deserves? Tell your neighbor, Christ deserves our attention. And I don't think any cards ought to be printed that does not have Christ on it. I don't think no program should be had. I don't think no program, no parades should take place. I don't think no lights should blink. Cut off all the lights. I don't think nothing should be in the yard if you ain't gonna put Jesus in there first. In every Christmas message, the truth about it ought to be in there. And I ain't taking it back. The truth is, you say, well, I have a right to do what I want to do. Well, don't celebrate Christmas then. Because it's got his name in it. Amen. Underline it. Amen. Jesus Christ has paid for our sins. Amen. Amen. But are you willing to do anything about it? Are you willing to give him the credit he deserves? Amen. Jesus said, I can't make that trip all the way down there for nothing. I came to save mankind. I came to save the world. And the worst thing in the world is for us to overlook the real reason for him coming. What song do we have singing? Oh, Come All Ye Faithful. I mean, I want to get a song out of her, but we go ahead and do that. Oh, she's singing it. All right. Amen. Well, I can stop right now. That's going to be my hoop right there. Come on, sir. hears about. Father, I thank you right now. I thank you that you're not bewitched. You're not Frosty. You're not Santa. You're not the Grinch. You're not Rudolph. We don't want to get lost here this morning. We know the real story. We need to pay attention to you before our souls end up in hell. We need to let everybody know this is the opportune year, the time of the year, to share your faith with your loved ones, because it's the Christmas season. So he didn't already open the door. Tell somebody, have you received a Savior? If I have a Savior, then that must mean I have. What is he saving me from? Oh, you're on your way to hell. You need to be saved from your sins. So this year, have you received a Savior? The free gift. May your name be praised. Say yes to him. Stand to your feet. Is there anybody here that's, if you've already been baptized, raise your hand. While heads are bowed, eyes are closed. If you raise your hand, amen. You've already accepted Christ, hands down. If you could not raise your hand, pray with this church. Say, Lord, I'm a sinner. I believe in Christmas. I believe in Good Friday. And I believe in Easter, because that's the morning that the baby who died rose, paid for my sins. I don't care if I've lied, stolen, committed adultery. That's all wiped away this morning. You are forgiven if you receive the sacrifice. Say, I receive it. I receive your love and forgiveness. In the name of Jesus. And all the saints said, there's something to shout about. Give the Lord a hand. The door is open.